Robust binary phase shift key 31, which is 31.25 bits per second, is an amateur radio record traffic communications mode. I am communicating with other amateur radio operators around the country by way of digital high-frequency text messaging over the ionosphere. Amateur radio digital HF mode BPSK 31 gets through when phone, that is, voice communications cannot. PSK 31 can often overcome interference and poor propagation conditions in situations where voice or other methods of communication fail. By the way, this can be said about CW and other digital HF modes, but this presentation is about binary phase shift key 31. There's a good basis for this claim. First, when something can't get through, it is usually about signal-to-noise ratio. That is, not having a strong enough signal when compared to the noise. Noise is proportional to the bandwidth in the receiver. Phone uses 3,000 Hz. Most of the signal is contained in about 2,500 Hz. Voice, by the way, becomes unintelligible for bandwidths less than 1,800 Hz. BPSK 31 signal, however, is contained within about 31 Hz of bandwidth. Phone, 2,500 Hz of bandwidth, compared to 31 Hz of bandwidth, means there is approximately 78 times the noise in single sideband voice as compared to binary phase shift key 31, or approximately 19 dB of more noise. This means just 10 watts of BPSK 31 transmit power will result in the same signal-to-noise ratio as 780 watts. This is due to three things. First, narrower transmit bandwidth. Two, efficient digital signal processing algorithms used to demodulate and decode the bitstream. Third, BPSK 31 utilizes synchronized sampling rates, where the receiver knows when to expect the next bit. That is, the receiver knows when to look for data in the receiver's audio output. Another pro about BPSK 31 is when you are transmitting data, you are transmitting at a full 100 watts of power, for example. And you're transmitting at a full 100 watts all the time while the message is going out, which is comparable to a continuous wave transmission. On the other hand, with a single sideband voice transmission, which is basically amplitude modulated carrier, the transmit power varies in accordance with the amplitude of the operator's voice, such that the average transmit power is only 25 watts. PSK 31 works well over propagation paths that preserve phase and resist fading as well. However, there are some cons associated with PSK 31. Its terrific performance, notwithstanding, will not always provide 100% copy. It is as vulnerable to interference as any digital mode. And there are times during a geomagnetic storm, for example, when ionospheric propagation will exhibit poor phase stability. You see, when you are trying to receive a narrower bandwidth phase-shifting signal, phase stability is very important. This effect is often confined to the polar regions, and it shows up as very rapid flutter. Aurora flutter, in fact, which is multipathing of a signal through transpolar arena. The good news is that these events are usually short-lived. Another con of PSK 31 is that PSK 31 was designed only for leisure use by amateurs. and due to its relatively slow speed and limited air control, is not suitable for transmitting large blocks of data or text, or critical data requiring high immunity from errors. However, BPSK31 is perfect for order wire network control communications. As a closing note, I have done some laboratory experiments here at home on binary phase shift key 31 and found that a received signal to noise ratio must be at least 9 to 12 dB to successfully demodulate and decode a perfect or near perfect text message. That means the PSK31 signal must be 8 to 16 times stronger than the noise.